Francella. Unmute.
There we go. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Yvonne, for having me here. I was amazed. All the speakers I've heard today have been so powerful. I guess I'll start with my story. I grew up in an alcoholic home, and my father was dead before I began to realize the effect that his alcoholism had on me. I basically, I used to make jokes about things I didn't know. And I realized that growing up in an alcoholic home, I was just a victim of neglect. There was just so much they didn't teach me. And as I became an adult, I became painfully aware of just how naive I am, and just that I have no basic training. I came into a 12-step over 39 years ago. Al-Anon has no color. One of my oldest friends, who is white, has been in Al-Anon for almost 20 years, and every other conversation was, you need Al-Anon, you need Al-Anon. And I would resist it. Well, I think it was June of 2016 is when I came to Al-Anon to really stay. What brought me in was being an adult child of an alcoholic and recognizing that I had been affected by my father's alcoholism and how it affected my life. My relationships always tend to wind up with being alcoholics or addicts. And why I kept doing that, I didn't understand. Why, you know, with 37 years in the program, I was living with a practicing addict. And this is what hit me. I need Al-Anon. What's happened since I've been in Al-Anon is spiritual growth. I have a closer relationship today with my higher power than I've ever had. I read my Al-Anon literature every day. I talk to people in the program every day or email every day. I'm in the process of working the steps with my Al-Anon sponsor, and that's helped me. And what I've really gotten out of Al-Anon, the basic principle is self-care. I've learned that what goes on in my life is between me and God. That no one can control me, and I have a choice today. I have a choice as to how I'm going to respond. I have a choice whether I can practice principles and respond appropriately, or I can be this little raving banshee. Today, I choose to practice principles. What keeps me in Al-Anon today is I work in the field, and I've worked in the field for over 30 years. And so I'm constantly in contact with untreated alcoholics. I have to stay in Al-Anon to protect myself from the isms, the I, the self, and the me. Today, I know what self-care means. I didn't know that before Al-Anon. I mean, I thought I had worked on myself. I've had over 14 years of therapy, conferences, meetings. But it was in Al-Anon that I learned that it's about me. You know, it's a line that says, you know, whenever I'm bothered by any person, place, or thing, there's something wrong with me. I believe that today. I believe that today. Al-Anon has taught me the principles of self-care and spirituality. Why stay today is I'm really learning how to practice principles. I'm learning how to practice letting people be where they're at. I can do that today. I can learn today that no one is responsible for my feelings but me. So I'm always mindful. If I don't like what I'm feeling, ask Prince Alo, what is it about this feeling you don't like? You know, what is it that you're not accepting? I've learned acceptance. Acceptance of me. I'm a Black woman. I'm short. I'm overweight. I live in a world where I'm not valued by half of society. I've been fortunate that because of the people God's placed in my life, I don't have a lot of racial problems bothering me today. Because when I came into the program, you know, basically people were more polite in how they expressed themselves. Maddie, don't worry about it. I see you being frustrated. Don't. I don't feel racism has a place in recovery. It's a character defect. Some of my closest friends who've helped me the most in this program are white. I've been blessed with both white and Black sponsors. I've learned people are people. I try real hard today to do what the slogan says, knows no color. I feel it, but I try not to respond to it. The other reason why I stay is my relationship and the peace of mind Al-Anon has given me. I feel at peace today. I'm 74 years old. You see things differently when you reach my age. You just know that God is in charge, and that whatever happens, he's going to take care of it. And that's the peace I have today that I got in Al-Anon. I look, my friend, who I said had been in Al-Anon forever, she gave me my first Al-Anon Courage to Change book back in August of 2005. I mark my day in Al-Anon as June of 2016, which is when I bought my first One Day in Al-Anon book. So that was me being Al-Anon for me. It's been a journey. I've learned that peace and serenity can be had even though the world is going through. The relationships I have in my life today, I allow people to be where they are. I have peace today because I know that God is in charge. And I'm basically trying to just live my life quietly, peacefully, and enjoy whatever blessings that God sends my way. That's why I stay, to keep working on that relationship with God. I've been blessed. That's about all I got to say. I want to thank you all for the shares I've heard. I want to thank you all for what you've given me. I have spent the last 4 years in Al-Anon, finding the serenity and the peace that I have not found in any other room. And I've been in a lot of different rooms, but thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you. Wonderful.